Hi, everybody. This is Angel Life Makeover, and this is your host, Andrea Dumbecki from AngelFairyHealing.com. I'm excited to be here today on January 1st, 2024, as we get ready for angel messages and healing for the new year. I feel like it's really important to take some time with our angels to process the past year and bring in good energies for the new year. The new year is loaded with emotional energy, right? Reviewing the past, taking inventory of where we're at, but also the hope of a better future, the hope of a great year ahead, reaching our goals, increasing our luck, bringing in health, wealth, success, happiness. So I wanted to get on with the angels and bring in some beautiful angel healing for the new year. I am offering my New Year's reading that's available in limited quantity on my website if you'd like to do a little angel check-in for the new year. I also just opened a women's membership, and that is a Wheel of the Year format where we will be exploring new topics every month. We'll have live Zooms, journals, and a beautiful community. I'm doing that with my collaborator, Joanna Wiley from Heart Mountain Wellness. We're excited to invite you to Mystic Temple. Check that out on my website or on Facebook at Mystic Temple. We also have a Facebook group. We're kicking off January with Awakening the Medicine Women Within, Awakening Our Spiritual Gifts. We'll have a New Year's Visioning class, and we'll be doing some soul healing for bringing the energy of the medicine woman back into our life, our own personal inner healer, healing our lineage, and moving into the thriving medicine woman. This is a topic very sacred to my heart, as from a young child, I knew that I held healing abilities, and I've struggled with that. I've struggled with shame. I've struggled with feeling like I can thrive in the human society. And part of my life purpose is to hold space for the modern medicine woman to step into their power and purpose and feel at home on earth. So happy 2024, bringing in the angels. I did do 3 card reading layouts in my Facebook group. You can check those out. Each one had a different theme. That was really fun. And we are looking at what's going on in the new year. I always like to do my 12 card spread for each month and really bring in that energy. It's also a great time to do vision boards, manifesting wheels, clean out your house, set your goals. I'm loving Atomic Habits and making like little habits of doing everything that's positive, like every day, but only in small increments, like writing my books for 10 minutes, doing yoga for 10 minutes, doing my meditation for 10 minutes. And of course, when I have more time, I do those things for longer time periods, but it's great to just kind of do a little bit of it every day. So for me, schedule's really important, life balance, those daily rituals. And I'm still adjusting to so much life change living in the Midwest. I don't have a lot of friends here. I've been just more socializing online, but I'm really working with the dragons of the earth here. I'm working with the Native American energies. Buffalo Calf Woman is coming up a lot, and it's been an amazing experience of personal growth. It hasn't always been easy, but I keep asking, you know, what's my job today or this year? And, you know, where am I going next? And we never really know where we're going next, right? We make our goals, we set our visions, but we have to live in the adventure of life. So calling in the angels for helping us to release the energies with grace of 2023. We love our lessons. We're bringing them in with gratitude. We're releasing the judgment of our struggles. And we know that we are going forward towards the best year of our life. Louise Hay always said that. I love that she always said that. I've been really into auto-suggestion, programming our mind. I'm going to have a great year. I'm going to have a great day. I'm empowered. I'm lovable. I'm successful. I'm happy. I'm abundant. I persevere. So I'm loving that auto-suggestion. And I think, you know, even if we know about mind-body healing and affirmations and all that stuff for years, it's always good to get a refresher and read some new authors. I've been reading Bob Proctor also. Love him on Audible. All about that I can do it mindset. So we're looking at what were the lessons of 2023. I think it was still an uphill energy going on in 2023. We're moving through a lot of stuff, ancestral karmas, earth ascension, personal challenges, but I'm always reminded that when we face a lot of challenges in our life, they are great lessons in harnessing a positive momentum for the future, because that's the cyclical nature of life, right? We go through challenges and we call in a lot of light and then we break through like the phoenix. So the angels are coming through with that perseverance energy, with honoring the cycles of life and keep envisioning what you want. Every great successful person has failed a lot, but they never gave up. So don't judge your process. Don't judge your failures. No, it is all part of your epic story, your epic hero's journey. So bringing in the angel light codes to bless and gather all the energy of 2023, what were your greatest lessons, what were your greatest triumphs, what were your greatest failures or grievances, what was hard for you, what are you proud of yourself about, did you do good with coping with something, did you spread kindness, were you calm in the face of challenges, did you have self-control? That's a good one. You know, it's always good to have self-control and not, you know, take out our issues on others, be kind to others, and really meditate a lot when we are in our anger or blame. I've been working on that a lot. That's one of my major issues. I think it's an ancestral issue, is I love to blame and transfer my power. So I'm really working on that daily. I kind of meditate a lot and slow down my thought process and look at, oh, witnessing my blame. So releasing that. So bringing in the archangels, Archangel Michael, cutting the cords of the past, helping us to step into our divine alignment, walk the path of divine will, align with our soul, and Archangel Raphael bringing in emotional healing, beautiful manifesting energy. It's interesting how Archangel Raphael's been coming through with emotional manifesting and the healing power of manifesting, and how this is all part of our self-mastery, part of our evolution, ascension, that we are learning how to step into this positive emotional state for manifesting and being one with the joy of our life. It's all about joy and possibility. Energy healing is great. All that healing stuff is great, but I find sometimes joy is the greatest healer. And for me, that's coupled with creativity and vision. I love to paint. I love to draw. Archangel Jophiel's coming in with that. Be the beautiful creator of your life, activating that creativity, activating that beauty, bringing the joy. If you feel like you can't find the joy or good luck, you can create it. Simple ways you can create that is by saying positive things to people, doing good deeds, and spreading your house, spreading beauty in your house in simple ways. You know, a vase of flowers, painting a picture, making beautiful little sacred spaces, gardens, labyrinths. How can you bring in the beauty and the joy and the happiness and the positive energy into your life? How can you be the leader of that? Archangels are also coming in with kindness. They know the world has been in a weird state and people can start to be mean to one another because they're cranky and they're overwhelmed and they're fearful. So kindness is really important for 2023. Kindness, perseverance, vision, because we are still in the shadow of COVID and all those earth changes, and we are still building the new earth, and that takes a lot of love, a lot of watering, a lot of happiness and hope. So let's just take a moment to touch our heart, be present with ourselves and our angels. We're blessing and releasing 2023, flying over that, sprinkling some angel love on that year, letting go of our struggles, letting go of our triumphs, gathering all our wisdom as we're moving forward confidently into 2024. The angels are increasing your intuition, magnetically bringing anything that you need to you. If you need a special book, a special teaching, Yesterday for me, a special flower essence was coming in, Star of Bethlehem. I never really worked with that. It's a beautiful white flower, but it's also connected to grief and shock and life change, which is a great thing that I think I need as a Taurus, because I don't like change and I need to like let go and move forward joyously and get past my grief and things. For those of you that don't know, I had lost my father about a year ago, and you know, we were estranged, but it was still a big shift, and I have to honor that shift in my life that he's on the other side. And I've gone to a few mediums and gotten some healing sessions, but my healing process continues of my own type of grief. So really, I want to mention that because we need to have patience with ourselves. Sometimes we think, well, why aren't I confident and well-adjusted? Why aren't I at my best? And then we look at the year and we experience the loss of a loved one or other challenges. So we really need to be patient and kind with ourselves. So that's one of the themes for 2024, is bringing in a positive relationship with ourselves, positive inner dialogue. But also, I was looking at loneliness and how sometimes the loneliness is when we are really missing ourselves, our wholeness, our ability to align and connect with ourself. I recently got a chakra healing and I felt so aligned that, oh my goodness, my crown chakra hasn't been aligned. I've been, you know, thrown off. So it's all about how do we remain in balance. And we can cultivate balance through our daily rituals and really knowing how to nurture ourselves. If we like a type of yoga or a type of food or an activity, or we need to create a sacred space in our home, that's really important for 2024. We're totally light workers. We're doing so many things. I was going to say light warriors, actually, because we have to be so powerful now to lead the new earth. And that means that we need to nurture and support our body, mind, and spirit so that we can walk forward confidently. So bringing in now beautiful manifesting energies for 2024, beautiful visioning for our year, blessings of protection, abundance, health, well-being. And as we do that, we are also just bringing in forgiveness, gratitude, blessing, prayer, sending love to all, sending love through our heart, opening up that beautiful heart muscle, and knowing that we can be a beautiful beacon of love. So we're going to look at angel messages for 2024. Purpose is coming through big time. It's important to fuel your purpose, know thy purpose, meditate on that purpose. And if you feel numb, take some time to really journal and seek your purpose. Sometimes we're disconnected from the truth of our purpose because we told ourselves we can't do it. It might be to have a country home, to write a book, to get married, have a child, start a healing center, travel the world, you know, start a healing practice, change careers. Just really looking at what your purpose is. And we see our purpose in a big career life way, but also in a simple way. What lights you up? What hobbies do you want to pursue? What things do you want in your life, right? So bringing in that beautiful life balance of purpose and reaching our greatest potential and alignment and honoring the cycles of life. So as we bring in the energies of 2024, we're also seeing a lot of stewarding. We want to bless the earth, care for the earth, care for one another. So bringing in a lot of mothering energy, I felt coming in, earth mother energy, this energy of unconditional love for all and sustainability and really caring for the earth and the people on the earth and the animals and the plants and the trees and the forest. A lot of stewardship, a lot of conservation, and really moving into that on that energetic level that we're seeing that in the collective. So together, let's really bless the earth. We're blessing all the people, all the children, all the plants, all the forests, the evolution of society, the government. And the angels say this is really important because you don't want to get stuck in that fight of hating the politicians and, you know, demonizing the government. We want to be in this higher level of peace and sovereignty. We don't want to fight the old, but build the new. On a personal level, it's important to look at ancestral evolution. Self-help and mindset's really powerful. We're looking at where we're going because we're going somewhere that we've never been before, somewhere new and beautiful, and that takes a lot of courage. So we're feeling that lion energy that's connected to Archangel Ariel, lioness of God, bringing heaven to earth, bringing that courage, working with nature and our spirit to unite and create a balanced life. Archangel Michael's coming in a lot with courage. He's a powerful guide during this year, and spiritual community is really important. We can't expect to be well adjusted all the time. We need to reach out when we need help and inspiration. So he's reminding everybody to have that spiritual community in place and really look at what you require for your support and inspiration. I personally have been taking classes, doing audiobooks, just always learning and always seeking. So the angels just really want you to ask, what do you need? What do you need to learn next? Who do you need to talk to next? Where do you need to go? And really trusting the pull of that inner compass, strengthening that beautiful inner compass. So we're bringing in some angel blessings for karmic healing, for luck and protection, all kinds of positive energy as we work together to bless 2024. I'm excited to connect with you. Please join my free Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dembecki. You can also get a New Year's personalized angel reading. That's a beautiful angel check-in where we work with the angels to bless your year. And you're all invited to my Women's Temple, Mystic Temple. You can find out more about that from my newsletter or my website. We're excited to start our journey of Wheel of the Year over 12 topics. I'm working with my collaborator, my co-founder, Joanna Wiley from Heart Mountain Wellness, and we're excited to hold space for women to connect with their power, their sacred healing, their spirit guides, and really create that beautiful momentum and community together. Please like or subscribe if you don't want to miss an episode. Also, check out my replay episodes. I have a ton of podcasts. I've been doing this podcast for years. You can subscribe to Angel Life Makeover on Amazon, Spotify, Audible, and I'm excited to connect with all of you. Have a wonderful new year. I'm sending millions of angel blessings your way. This is Andrea Dembecki from AngelFairyHealing.com.